This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
That's the number if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program this morning as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours across America. And folks, so we've been having a great show this morning, a lot of great energy, a lot of great calls, and a lot of great guests, and a lot of great discussion, and we're glad that you're there, because I got to tell you, this is the best job in the world, and we have you to thank for that. So good morning to everybody. And good morning to everybody listening to us, of course, in our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening to AM 930 as well. Also, people listening across the country on our great AM and FM radio affiliates distributed by GCN. Of course, good morning to everybody up there at GCN this morning. So we have so much more to talk about, so much more to do. And once again, the telephone number 949-822-7959. If you'd like to send me a direct message this morning, simply head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, talk about this, or think about this as a starting point for this top-of-the-hour segment here. 30%, this according to Rasmussen, everybody, 30% say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. Boy, I got to tell you, I was saying earlier on the program that if you are part of that 30%, you know, it's, we want to help you. We want to answer your questions. We want to bring you over to our side of things, because, you know, I think in generally America always has the potential, right? America is not going to go down on our watch. There's no doubt about that. But certainly right now, because of so many of these missteps, not just economically, right, not just societally, but also in terms of foreign policy, which is dominating, and it's dominating for a reason right now, because what's happening abroad and overseas is absolutely interfering and affecting what's happening in our day-to-day lives here in the United States. And when you have these kinds of turns that have been taken, it is really just devastating to our national sense of purpose, to what comes next, basically. And so when we see these kinds of missteps in terms of what the Biden administration has done, it's really alarming. I mean, you could take almost any subject, right, that the Biden administration is involved in, especially where foreign policy is concerned, whether it's dealing with what's happened in Ukraine, dealing with that, but also dealing with what's happened in Israel, and this notion of, you know, constantly trying to influence and tell Israel kind of what to do, and in many ways telling Ukraine what to do. And all the while, well, we're giving this this aid and this money and this material in some cases, but at the same time, where's the knockout blow for all of this? And then for Israel on that front, You know, and trying to, and the White House is walking this tightrope because they, I think to a great degree, they want to come out and say, well, it's got to be a ceasefire. So I think even Biden was talking about the idea that, you know, this Israel is going to start to lose support in Gaza over the, you know, ongoing operations and or bombing that's going on there. So it may just be a matter of time before you start seeing this administration begin to sort of lean towards the other side and really start to come down on Israel for, you know, doing too much or going at it too hard, this kind of thing. When in reality, the terror group Hamas and other groups and their state sponsors, they are just salivating over the notion that there's going to be a lull. They're salivating over the idea that the world in general is coming against not Hamas, but against Israel. But my friends, one of the big problems here is that this stuff should have never happened to begin with, right? And that's where your foreign policy, your projection of strength, and militarily, of course, it's always there. People have to understand that it's very doable and viable, and there are major consequences for bad actions. But even before it gets to that point, right, you have to be able to project the idea that you are in charge, that you're a leader, that you're going to bring your allies along, that people are going to have a common viewpoint, they're going to have a common purpose in going against evil things, bad actors and evil doers. And if that's not there, and if it kind of looks like, well, you're just kind of stumbling through, literally, your presidency, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but if that's what it looks like, no matter what they might think, well, there's, you know, there's a group behind the president who's kind of helping to make the decisions and so forth. I don't think that that actually sort of, instills fear of dire consequences into bad actors like Iran or bad actors like Vladimir Putin or bad actors like any of these terror groups that we've seen. And so that's why when you look at this statistic, 30% think we're going in the right direction. It means that the Biden administration has lost some 70% of Americans, and that's not good. That's why 2024 is so important, folks. That's why programs like this are so important. When we come back, folks, we'll take more of your telephone calls this morning, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. And, yeah, time to start writing those letters or sending those songs, I guess, to Santa. So welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and, of course, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, our flagship station. And following Patrick this morning, right before the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And he's host, of course, of the Consumer Quarterback Show, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. So we've got some sports to talk about. We've got some business and real estate to talk about, plus everything else that's going on. Because every single morning on this show, it is so difficult to say, okay, well, we're going to concentrate on this, we're going to concentrate on that, because there's so many things happening. But, you know, that's part of our job. We filter it out, and we make sure that we tell you, we keep you informed of what you need to know, and basically what's the big things that are happening out there. And that's it's also a lot of fun, too. We try to have a lot of fun here on the program. Well, one of the things, I guess, that's not fun, obviously, is having the impeachment proceed, or the impeachment inquiry, at least not fun for Joe Biden and company. But we understand that the House is looking down. They actually went on a milestone to get it out of committee, I think, on Tuesday. So today, on Wednesday, they may have a floor vote about this impeachment inquiry. Now, coming out of that committee and so forth, we've had some of these different representatives saying this, that, and the other thing, trying to make you think that, well, there's just nothing here, there's no there, there's nothing to see. you know, Joe Biden's a great dad, you know, sort of echoing with, you know, other things we heard. We heard this from Joe Scarborough, right, and Nika Brzezinski. You know, you don't go after the president's children. It's not like you're going after the president's children. You know, nobody's going after Amy Carter here. You know, back in the day, nobody was going after Amy Carter, you know, or something like that. You know, when the presidents have younger children, you just, they have nothing to do with anything. And it's not open season. But Hunter Biden, a grown adult who was on these boards and have made all this money and influence peddling, that is, again, this is what this all looks like. That's pretty big time. So to hide behind that shows that the Democrats are getting very desperate, because even if there is no actual impeachment of Joe Biden, this whole can of worms is just anathema to the whole election at this point, the whole candidacy. And that can of worms, you know, and cans of worms can be pretty gross, right? So you know what I'm talking about here. But just to paraphrase here, you've got Representative James McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, who was basically talking in the House Rules Committee, basically saying, you know, Republicans have done nothing but prove, you know, after all this, basically, Republicans have done nothing but prove that Joe Biden hasn't ever done anything wrong. And this was his sort of his point of view and his statement, basically. And he went on to talk about, again, you know, Joe Biden's a great dad and this kind of stuff. And so a lot of this is just deflection. You know, it's like just pretending like, well, this doesn't even register. Why are we even talking about this? Because it's just so absurd. Right. But then here comes Chip Roy from Texas, and Chip Roy comes along and says, no, I mean, we got to follow these dollars, you know, especially when we have, you know, these kinds of, you know, the information we have about, you know, the message. I'm sitting here with my father and this kind of stuff. And where does this money go? And it's basically, you know, the Congress would be derelict in its duty if it did not follow these pathways, follow the money, and so forth. Then you have Jonathan Turley, right? George Washington University law professor. And just back in September, the end of September, he was being grilled by Ro Khanna, right? Ro Khanna, Democrat from California. And Ro Khanna was trying to establish this thing. We'll hear it here in just a moment. Establish this thing of, well, you wouldn't vote for the impeachment today, would you? Based on the evidence that's there right now, you wouldn't vote for it, would you? And Jonathan Turley's trying to make sense to this guy. And he's saying, well, no, because there are allegations, and you've got to follow these allegations, because guess what? There's good evidence to support the allegations. So just like when you have a trial, you say, well, there's evidence here to charge somebody. Well, let's have the trial right now. Jury, what do you think? Here's the evidence we have in order to bind somebody over for trial, but make your decision right now. Wouldn't that be funny, right? And, of course, that's not the way the system works. And Ro Khanna, either he's being maliciously dense about this, or doesn't really get it, or, as I kind of think, he's just trying to set this up of, why are we even talking about this? Because you wouldn't vote for it today. Let's listen here briefly to Jonathan Turley responding to this grilling by Ro Khanna.
Can you explain to the committee and the country why you believe that the current evidence does not support the articles of impeachment today?
Well, at the moment, these are allegations, and there is some credible evidence there that is the basis of the allegations.
But I understand that, and I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning what you don't think today, if you were going to vote, if this was the case, you would vote no, correct?
On this evidence, certainly, because the inquiry...
Okay, and my question is, if someone said to you, okay, Mr. Turley, why are you voting not to impeach President Biden based on this evidence, where do you think the evidence is lacking? Where does it not rise to the level where you think it needs to be? What are the places that you think is missing?
Well, I said in my testimony that the key here that the committee has to drill down on is whether they can establish a linkage with the influence peddling, which is a form of corruption, and the president, whether he had knowledge, whether he participated, whether he encouraged it. We simply don't know, and we don't even know if this was an illusion or not. But you can't find the answers to that. I mean, the back end of these financial transactions, which I have read is where the committee's going, may shed light on that. But without that type of nexus, then no, I don't.
And currently, it's your testimony that that nexus has not been established.
Okay, stop right there. So currently, it's your testimony that nexus has not been established. You know, again, it's kind of like, oh, let's just have the vote right now. But again, he's either being maliciously dense about this, where he just is trying to look like this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why are we even saying anything about this? And, of course, we all know why he's doing it. He's trying to get this on the record. So Jonathan Turley said he would not vote for impeachment. But the thing is, and, of course, he doesn't have a vote, but just in terms of his opinion. But the idea, of course, is that you'd have to leave off the very important contextual a part of this. He wouldn't vote for impeachment today. Ask me tomorrow after the evidence is presented. You know, it's really ridiculous. Let's continue.
No, I think that's the purpose of the inquiry. Yes, that's correct.
Would you agree with have you read Ken Buck's op-ed in the Washington Post, where he basically was one of the Republicans, which is why I think it'd be a lopsided vote against an inquiry, saying that evidence doesn't exist?
I did, and I respect members of both parties that, you know, can stand alone. He has his reasons for that. I personally think that the threshold for an inquiry has been surpassed, that you have a duty to inquire as to these allegations. But that's not presupposing what you're going to find.
Just to summarize, then, it's your formal recommendation to the Speaker to have a vote on the inquiry, it is also your testimony today that today you would vote no on impeachment on the current evidence.
since when Speaker Pelosi took this step, I gave the same advice, that I think it's a best practice to go to the floor.
Oh, boy. Well, see, there you have it. And by the way, the intimidation factor, you know, at least trying to sound like that, you know, it is your testimony today, then, that you would not vote for impeachment. It's your testimony today, then, that, you know, this kind of thing. It all sounds very official, doesn't it? But in reality, what Ro Khanna sounded like even back then at the end of September was sounding much more like, you know, someone in the professor's class, you know, because Jonathan Turley is a bona fide, you know, George Washington University law professor. Sounds like, you know, one of the students trying to look like, well, I'm really smart. I'm going to really tie you up like a pretzel here. And he didn't even get close to that. Jonathan Turley, much too smart for that, I think. And reasonable, by the way. What a reasonable answer he gave. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. We're going to be talking to Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone, right after this. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to join the discussion this morning.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You USA News Update. Stop the war now. The United Nations calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza yesterday. The General Assembly passing that resolution with a two-thirds majority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible. That's due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kiev. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, saying that they have confidence in her leadership. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire took sides in the GOP presidential nomination race as he endorsed former ambassador to the United Nations and former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley, saying, "Let's not miss this opportunity. The entire country is watching." Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To have you here. It really is. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be here. Glad that you're there. And we're continuing on through the Wednesday edition of the program, folks. Bright and early here on your radio dial. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to be talking some sports here in just a moment with our good friend Patrick Hyland. He's, of course, the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone, and you can hear him 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time right here on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. So let's go right over to Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everyone out there listening. Appreciate you. And, yeah, some things happened in the world of sports last night. The Nuggets star Jokic was ejected in the second quarter. We were talking about him Monday with Backgammon Bob.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just amazing how you talk about something or about somebody and then something happens. Funny how that happens in life and in sports, Kyle. So.
Indeed.
And then the Giants. They got this kid Lee from South Korea. He gets a $113 million 6-year deal with the Giants. I mean, these guys are becoming millionaires, multimillionaires overnight, man, in sports now. It's just crazy how it's just evolved.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, and that just creates, you know, like you said, overnight, you know, generational wealth that just will, you know, if they play their cards right, I mean, this is on and on for the foreseeable future for their families, their descendants, this kind of stuff, big time.
Oh, big time. Especially, you know, it's funny, you know, with this type of money, you should never become bankrupt or have a problem. But a lot of these professional athletes do because they blow the money like it's like water. Act like you're not even making that kind of money. Act like you're making a regular salary and put it away. You'd be amazed how you'd be well off. Some guys have done well and were smart with their money, and then others blew it. So
it's really true. Yeah.
It's really something that they should teach all these young men, you know, in professional sports. And they've gotten better at it, but you need an advisor, especially at a young age, to really make sure you're getting it done properly. So,
well, and Patrick, I was just going to mention, you talked about the Giants. Well, I guess it's come out, too, that they actually made a comparable offer to Shohei Ohtani as well. They were trying to scoop him up, too.
They sure did. You know, I'm surprised. I can appreciate it. L.A., a little warmer, a little nicer down there, a little bit more realistic to win the World Series with them than the Giants or any other team really right now. So I understand the move he made, and I wish him well, and I know you do too. Mm-hmm. I wish he stayed with the Angels, and it would have been nice if he would have, and now we won't. Mike Trout, you know, there's another guy. I mean, that we really didn't get to see the beauty of him in the postseason like we would have liked to. It's a shame the Angels didn't do better during the year to get to the postseason. They really had some good teams and some good players that just never got it together.
Exactly. Yeah, and Mike Trout, though, you know, he's he really is, and so is Shohei, but Mike Trout is just absolutely loved here in Southern California with the Angels, and you always feel that when you go to the stadium. And Shohei Ohtani would have these huge followings, and it just was really something. So I guess some people will be making the trip up the freeway to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's just part of sports. You know, there was another ejection too. Green from Golden State got ejected for hitting a guy in the face. Nurkic, and you know, it's just kind of Patrick Mahomes said, you know, that wasn't the best look for the kids the way I acted. You know, I respect that. Emotions run high. You get a little, you know, aggravated when things don't go your way. We talked about it Monday on the show about what is it, you know, the right call. I mean, legitimately, it was the right call, and it just doesn't get called that much. And man, if the wide receiver would have just looked over to the line judge and said, you know, hey, am I okay? He would have been told to move back a half a step, and then it would have been over with. The other thing, Cal, that we didn't talk about, you know, if that's not a touchdown play, we're probably not even talking about it. So isn't that funny how things work out? So just kind of sharing some insights with the audience there in that regard. The Vikings, for our Minnesota Viking fans out there, Mullins is going to be the starting quarterback for Week 15. Kirk Cousins went down earlier. They brought in Joshua Dobbs from the Arizona Cardinals, and he's been struggling. And this kid Mullins, he played for the 49ers, and then Minnesota got him. And we'll see what he can do. And the Chargers officially have placed Herbert on the IR. So they're going to have to go with Easton Stick as their quarterback. They're 6-8, very, very on the outskirts of having a shot at making the playoffs. I don't see any reason of, you know, rushing back your franchise quarterback, just like I really don't want to see Aaron Rodgers forced back. I mean, I kind of get it, Cal. I want to get him a few reps just to kind of finish out the year and then, you know, get into OTAs. Because I think he's going to come back for one more year. I don't think he wants to go out that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it all seems too soon. I mean, I've seen some things. Well, it could be revolutionary if he's healed that quickly. But yeah, you don't want to take any chances at this point.
No, I would not think so. But, you know, players do things, franchises do things that you kind of shake your head at sometimes. But I wish the guy well.
Well, of course.
I mean, he was great for the Packers. He was great for the NFL. And I think he could, you know, if he could get healthy, well, we know, look what Brady did at 43 years of age. With the today's technology and medicine, you know, you can play 39, 40, 41 years of age and be productive. Back in the day, you really couldn't. It just wasn't in the cards. But, again, times are changing. It's a good thing. So we got a lot of college football coming up, a lot of bowl weeks. You and I'll talk about Friday. That'll be enjoyable and a lot of fun. Here's another thing. With these college bowls, you know, a lot of it's just to see what the kids can do for your next years coming up versus a lot of these guys are going to sit out. They've already declared for the draft. So you're not going to have your superstars of your team playing. But the nice part about it is you can see what you have for next year. And it gives the coaches a few weeks and a month to work with these kids and see, you know, how they're going to transition for next year. That's the beauty of the bowl system. So, and the USF gets to play in the Boca Raton Bowl, so that's nice. South Florida, 6-6, finally starting to make some grounds the right way. So I made a lot of people here in the Bay Area happy. And also UCF could be playing in a bowl game. So, you know, some of the smaller schools here in Florida doing well. So it's always nice to bring that out there. And, you know, I hope everybody else out there is doing well. And if I can be of any help to make you do better, please call me, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Anything to do with, you know, your financial wherewithal, please feel free to give me a call, from health insurance to, you know, financial, you know, advising you. Just let's see what we can do to help you out and make sure you're on the right track. I can tell you one thing, when finish having a cup of coffee with me and talking sports, you'll have peace of mind that you're in the right place, you know, at the right time, and we'll get you taken care of if you're not, to make you happy. So nothing to lose and everything to gain. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Or if you're a computer person, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. I believe you have Mr. Brandon Rimes coming up next. Is that correct, Kyle?
We certainly do. Brandon Rimes, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's his birthday week, man.
That's right.
So, you know, you had your birthday week last week. He's got his birthday week this week. So, happy birthday to Brandon. And God bless you, Kyle. Look forward to talking to you Friday. And have a wonderful day. And let's all do, as Brandon likes to say, a random act of kindness for your fellow man. Because it's true. Let's all be nice and civil to each other. That's a better way to go. All right, Cal. I'll talk to you next this Friday. Take care, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. God bless. All right. Patrick Highland, everybody. And, again, you can hear Patrick every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on AM 860, The Answer, with the Sports Zone. And, yes, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Brandon Rimes, and we're going to be wishing him a happy birthday as well. So 949-822-7959. If you got questions or comments this morning, heading into the final segment of the program, Wednesday edition, stay right there. We're coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right, we're continuing through the program this morning, folks. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, it's a little bit of intense kind of Christmas music going on there, but that's all right. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about as we head here into the final segment of the program. And we've got Brandon Rimes with us this morning. He is the consumer quarterback. And you can hear him weekdays right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station at the Consumer Quarterback Show, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Good morning, Brandon Rimes.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Hey, I got something for you, and I think that I want everybody to join with us and join with me when we say absolutely happy birthday to you this morning. A little Paul McCartney. You say it's your birthday.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Right.
I got to tell you, happy birthday, my friend. And I got to tell you, great people were born in December. I have it on good authority.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we. celebrated her a birthday recently, and yep, things are going great. The good news from the Fed too, or potentially from the Fed, is that, you know, there could be a slight reduction in rates coming up soon, and you know that will certainly help bolster the real estate side of things. Still feel bad for renters out there. I'm reading a lot about the rents going up, unprecedented numbers still. A lot of people are being forced into renting, so. Yeah, it's a tough market for some people, but other people are prospering.
Well, sure. You know, you mentioned about the possible Fed rate cuts. I know the Fed's supposed to meet, I think, today on Wednesday, and they may give some kind of indication. But some of the things I've heard, it's like maybe June or maybe even September of next year. But don't you think what people are expecting and what they're kind of really counting on is that those rates will be cut much more soon than that?
Yeah, I'm hoping so, and I think a lot of people are kind of like sitting on the sideline. We talked about in previous shows with the pent up demand for both buyers and sellers. Some sellers are like, "Hey, I'd like to sell, but I just don't want to trade in this great rate that I got a little while back." So, yeah, so it's interesting. It's an interesting dynamic, and you know, the real estate is constantly changing. It's also a very local market, depending on if people are in different states, different localities. Extremely different, depending on where you're at.
Well, sure. You know, the Wall Street Journal just did an analysis as well, and according to them, when President Trump left office back in early 2021, the average monthly mortgage payment was $1,787 a month, but now it's $3,022 on average. That's a significant change, and would change a lot of people's minds about selling or buying, I would think.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's a big difference, and just across the board too. When you couple that with, and you consider cost to heat your home, to buy groceries, and fill up your gas tank in your vehicle, it's Americans are hurting, and I think that's where you're seeing a lot of the polling now also showing. A significant swing, but I don't want to get too overconfident because we know what happens, in those types of situations. So hopefully we can get things back on track and normalized, and more people will be able to enjoy the American dream. And that's a challenge because I think the American dream is in jeopardy right now.
Well, 30%, according to Rasmussen, believe that America's on the right track. And so I think that tracks with what you just said. People want to have the American dream, and they want it to be, in other words, we shouldn't make it more difficult for people to realize that, their American dream.
Right. Unfortunately, there's powers out there, there's evil forces World Economic Forum saying that you will own nothing and be happy, there's a lot of evil forces out there. For our audience, we want to make sure we update you with relevant facts and statistics and contacts and folks that are going to be able to help you live a better life no matter what you're looking to do. But we always want to make sure they do understand the bigger picture. And I think there's going into this election year, there's a significant amount of distrust in government. I think it's, you look at what they pulled back in 2000 and, the pandemic and things like that. A lot of people are saying that there's something that's going to happen. You just have this gut feeling like something major is going to happen this year, whether it's, some kind of an attack, another pandemic, something, shut down.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you saw Michelle Obama and Barack as were executive producers on a new movie that they put out, and not only is it coupled with just blatant racism in the movie, but it's also about a major attack. So seems like Hollywood likes to forecast where they're going and to try to prepare people for what could potentially be coming down the pike.
Well, if you've ever noticed, in times of big disasters, or even 9/11 is maybe the ultimate expression of this, people say it was like in a movie, and they'll immediately equate big, significant development to something they've seen in a movie before, basically, on that scale.
Right.
And so, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And the thing you're talking about, I think it's on Netflix.
I saw it over the weekend.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, with Julia Roberts, I think is in it. And yeah, you're right. So and so they find that to be a very effective way of getting their own sort of message out, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, they want to preempt what they're going to be doing and try to give you an idea of why and where it came from. But ultimately, they're you know, in my opinion, evil forces, and they're doing all of these different things to basically consolidate power, to shift dollars from your pocket to theirs, and you know, so anyways, what can you do about it, right? What's the next question? Well, what can we do to prepare? Well, prepare, you know, build up your reserves, build up, you know, make sure you have your supplies and things of that nature, and just be ready to know that it could potentially happen, especially in this election year. They don't want Trump back in office, and it seems like he's blowing everybody away at all the polls. So it's gonna be an interesting year, to say the least, Kyle.
Oh yeah, we got to fasten our seatbelts, and we just got to be very astute and watchful, and be able to point out when you see things like that happening. You know, because a lot of times it's supposed to just sort of whammo, it's there, and now then the whole world has changed, and it's changed in a 24-hour period, and there's no going back, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, resist. Don't go for the lockdowns and the mandates and these things. You know, resist and make sure you know your people, your loved ones understand that. You know, and also prepare from a financial standpoint. You know, get your reserves in place. If you do want to make a real estate move, make sure you're doing it with trusted advisors and people that you know and are going to take care of you. And there's a lot of fraudsters out there, you know, a lot of scams, a lot of fraudsters that are, you know, stealing people's home title and you know, all types of different things to look at, especially during the holidays. So it's an elevated risk this time of year as well.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, you mentioned something about, you know, you'll own nothing but be happy. But, you know, home ownership, especially as we came in, you know, the mid part of last century, that became a huge part of the American dream. It was almost like you've arrived when you bought your house, you know, this kind of thing. And that put people on a wealth-building train, basically, over time. But now if you take all that away and you don't really own anything, there's no real good way of building wealth for your whole life.
Right. Yeah, the average homeowner has a $397,000 net worth versus the renter, the average renter having only about a $10,000 net worth. So yeah, the statistics and everything shows that. And the more that you can get into real estate and invest and, you know, maybe build up a portfolio of your own, it's a good way to, you know, have assets and to have insurable assets that you can leverage at some point if you needed to. So yeah. Absolutely,
well,
Kyle.
Well, Brandon, we got about 20 seconds here. Can you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'd love to help you. Brandon Rhymes, Keller Williams Realty, and the Consumer Quarterback Show, 813-917-1894. You can call or text 813-917-1894. ConsumerQB.com is the website, ConsumerQB, like quarterback.com. And we appreciate you, Kyle.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, folks. We're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great day. Take care out there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.